Have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? You cannot go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. This week I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the lack of Christ in the professed Christians in this country. The conversation led into what people think Jesus Christ came into the world to do, turning his character into something that it is, in fact, completely opposite of who Christ was incarnate. Christ was one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not as the scribes, who came to bring a sword and not peace, Matthew 10:34. Rather than Christ in power as a conqueror, Revelation 6:2, the professed church has attempted to make him look and act just like themselves. Exodus 20, verse 4. Tolerant and fruitless, fallen and defeated, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Hebrews 12:2. Friends, it never ceases to amaze me the complete incompetence, corruption in government, abortion, homosexuality, lack of obedience, so on and so forth, that I've seen in the professed church in America. Yes, I said the professed church. And of course, I'm making the distinction between the goats and the sheep, keeping in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself, Matthew 23. So then, how do we reconcile the present church with the men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? John G. Lake rightly said, Christianity did not come into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Let me explain, friends. The life of a Christian is warfare, an intense warfare, and it is a long life contest. John Calvin said, "Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil." Or what about George Whitefield, the great field preacher? He said, "The riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me." Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It is not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit into order to frustrate the foe and to be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. It is not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they first drew their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven and receive the crown of life, read Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose them and their onward march, and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, Revelations 12:17. And it is just at this point I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defects. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in it, 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, self-denial, spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life and are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to end. Remember, God is willing to give the church what it is willing to fight for, but you do not get the victory without the fight.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Remember yesterday I was talking to you about how the fact that they're embellishing numbers, they're bolstering numbers, and then what they're photoshopping is they're taking groups of people in the same picture and then they're packing them around. Well, they expect that people aren't going to pay attention to the details. Remember, you can always find the devil in the details, and that's exactly what people are finding. They're taking the same group of people, and then they're compiling it together on Photoshop, and then they're putting it out there and saying that's who's supporting one of the same, two wings to the same bird, one of the unconstitutional parties. Well, again, just to justify and to verify and to confirm what I already know, and I've seen it 100 times since I've been in ministry with politics, especially because we've seen this with Hillary Clinton as well and Barack Obama. But look at this right here. Actors needed, Phoenix Convention Center, $15 per hour. Duties include protest activity and holding up signs that are anti-Trump, minorities welcome and needed. Okay, so this is exactly to a T what I've been saying for 20 years. Why do they need the illegals coming into America? Because they don't have the support they claim that they have. So now they want to justify it and say, look at all the support that we have. Nope, listen, we need the minorities here to support who we are. And it must be anti-Trump. Now, most people will say, anti-Trump, man, she's the enemy. She's the enemy. No, no, no. You got to understand they're both working together because she's driving support to Trump. Okay? Many times what you'll find, friends, is these agencies that are out there creating, these brown shirt agencies that are out there creating domestic insurrection, they're bought and paid for by the government for both sides. Because at the end of the day, they win. Again, we got to pay attention to the details. As that old saying goes, speaking of one of the unconstitutional parties, because they want to keep your eyes on them rather than the 1,000 other presidential contenders that have been given as options, Ballotpedia presidential / presidential.org, you'll find out that there's over 1,000 other presidential candidates. As they say, give people enough rope and they'll always hang themselves. Well, when it comes to this whore, and that's exactly what she is. And I'm not driving support to Donald Trump. No, I'm not doing that in any sense of the word. I'm just telling you what she is. Okay? I'm just telling you that Kamala Harris, this whore in the spiritual and in the natural, who sold herself out, she sold her soul She blurts the truth out in confusion. And I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say here, because, folks, she did it. And what amazes me is they tell on themselves. They have the smoking gun in hand, and yet the people still fail to deal with them in keeping the commandments of the Lord, okay? And bringing justice and judgment upon their heads. Listen to this.
Something like public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, the impact on something like public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population.
And reduce population. Do you remember during the beginning of the pandemic, do you remember all of a sudden gas prices skyrocketed? And I told you that's all they're skyrocketing for is to drive you to buy the electric cars. Remember I told you that? Yep, and I said it 100 times. And what do people do? We go out on the West Coast and you see all these electric cars. It's like, people, will you listen? Will you listen? Now they're trying to get rid of the cars. I've been told by car dealers and dealership, the owners, that they can't even get rid of these electric cars. When gas went up, they were driving you to buy Elon Musk's cars. Remember their sales went up like mad in the 100% over and over and over and over percentile? Yep. Now they're trying to get rid of them. The dealerships are telling me they can't even get rid of the electric cars. He goes, because they know they're known to combust. They're known to start on fire. Yep, and we started seeing this. Who was behind it? The government was. During the pandemic, she said electric cars and she said depopulation. That's exactly what she said. And it's exactly what you need to listen to, friends, because this is not a game that we're playing here. These are dangerous people that are allowed to do the things that they're doing. Now, speaking of the pandemic, I do want you to see this. Who is now declaring an MPOX, a global public health emergency? This guy right here. He is terror-tied. He is a devil. They are all devils. Isaiah 28, verse 18. First, then read John 8, 44. Yesterday, I told you that the CDC, that list, they said that they've got a new experimental jab coming up. They didn't call it that. A new vaccine. First, get your flu shot, and then we got a new shot coming. In spite of all of that which we know, they're still doing it. Why? Because they are encouraged by the people that stand down and allow them to get away with the things that they're doing. Common sense comes into play that it's adding strength to tyranny to tolerate through apathy the crimes that are being committed. Common sense comes into play. And I thought it was important, too, that you go ahead and take a look at this. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, subscribe, and beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of those pages, and you're going to find these on social media platforms. Remember when the documentary came out, Died Suddenly? Did you know that 72 firefighters have died recently? COVID-19 mRNA vaccine mandates continue to kill first responders at a frightening rate. Okay. And I can give you the ratio and I can give you all the numbers of all the people that went along with it and submitted to what they fear rather than God, and understanding and taking the time to understand that your said representative government doesn't have a constitutional right to mandate you do anything, especially into your bloodstream. This is all under the guise of the color of law. Looks like law, smells like law, but guess what, friends? It's not law. It's lawlessness. All of these guys are dying because it shows you who they fear. Well, you can say, Bradley, that's pretty heartless. That's pretty cold. Nope. They were warned over and over and over again, just like everybody else was. And if people would consider the source as to who's trying to sell this virus to the degree that they had, and understand that they are repeat criminals, maybe they would have had enough common sense to say absolutely not. What happens when the people say no? What happens when there's nobody to enforce their unconstitutional edicts? Guess what happens? They go out of business. Guess why it went for 3.5 years? Because people stood up against what's going on here. I got to show you a couple more things, and then we're going to get to the Lord can save a soul. Friends, just as easily as he can save a country and vice versa. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, the store. Thank you for your orders. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning, and they will be to your front door within 2 to 3 days. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. Check it out per your request. Also, check out our schedule. We got some events up and coming. The first one is this, friends. We got an event coming up in southern Minnesota. And then we have the Minnesota State Fair coming up starting on the 22nd of this month. We'll be there for 12 hours a day, 12 days in a row. The east end of the basement of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair, having the opportunity to seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. And this is year 15 that we've been there. And folks, it's an opportunity, but I'm telling you what, it is work. It is work. Just talking to all these people and so on and so forth. If you'd like to volunteer, furthermore, we'd love to have you. That's 1-866-233-0747. Just waiting to see the love of all those that say they love us now, right? 1 John 3:18, it's not in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. By this, our hearts are assured before him. That number again is 1-866-233-0747. Yesterday, you know what? I better stop. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Here's a fact, and it was given by none other. He coined it perfectly, this phrase. And this is Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States. He said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, rests upon." He's exactly right. moving forward. Remember yesterday I brought this up. This is the new team up now. This is the new tag team partners, Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Can't make it up. Yesterday I had showed you that Elon Musk, his mother, is a New World Order monkey. She has been for a long time. She's a very creepy, creepy looking woman. Matter of fact, let me go over and show you for those that are online so you can see her for yourself. And then you can take a look at him and understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Mother going live radio, folks. Live radio. She is, again, a New World Order. She's throwing all the signs. She's a very freaky looking lady. But she's throwing all the signs that need to be given concerning her allegiance to the global order that you see from so many others that are being put up right now that have sold their souls. You know, bow down to me and I'll give all of this to you. Remember that? Yeah, that was the devil himself. Well, here she is. This is Elon Musk's mother, if you haven't seen her. She's throwing all the signs, the One World Order signs. And so for anybody to sit back and act like they don't know who Elon Musk is blows me away. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that his Halloween costume is a goat on his head. On his chest right there is an upside-down cross. Same thing with the wristbands and the same thing going with his legs. They're all upside-down crosses. And yet, the American people haven't figured out yet that this little duo here is all about the New World Order. They're also selling Elon Musk that when Elon Musk endorses a candidate, people listen. Are you people really serious? And I'm not saying that to shame you, but if it does shame you to obey, then you know what? So be it. So be it. Here, for those that don't know, again, giving you information that you may not have, Elon Musk is the guy behind Neuralink. He's the guy that wants to put a brain chip implant into your head so you can be tracked on a global basis. This is the one that the Trump worshipers, Acts 12:22, are now giving allegiance to, and they think that this is the new tag team, and they are to be revered somehow. And I guess when it comes to today's conservatives, there is just no shame. But I got to tell you, I'm ashamed for you, for those that have not caught on to how as this game is in fact being played. Here, I got a little commercial here for you, and I want you to listen to this. I want you to watch this. It's supposed to be humorous. It is funny if it wasn't so frightening, because this is the reality of how people think today. I just want you to listen to this.
But that's before I discovered a brain.
A brain is meant for everyday use. Those living with moderate to severe stupidity have seen immediate improvement in common sense with a brain.
I thought the government had my best interests at heart, and then a friend told me about a brain.
Talk to your doctor about what news sources you obey. A brain may also lower your desire to take life-altering advice from celebrities.
Getting lectured about my carbon footprint from people with 3 private jets used to make sense. But thanks to a brain, now I can think for myself every day. When my disregard for third grade biology began to flare up, I knew it was time for a brain.
Do not try a brain if you're allergic to a brain. Common side effects may include accountability, discernment, homeschooling your kids, a better understanding of economics, awareness of the stupidity of socialism, and diarrhea.
For tethering yourself to reality, the only no-brainer is choosing a brain. Ask your doctor if a brain is right for you.
For more information, visit tryabrain.com.
I mean, it's true, though, isn't it? It really, truly is the reality of where we're at in this country today. I just posted this while I was playing that for you, just staying on top of the information I'm kicking off to you. But this is the illusion right here. The illusion of choice, right wing, left wing, the same bird. There's the visual. There's the visual for you, friends. This is how it's being played. Before the end of the first segment, I had shared with you that, again, and I'm going to continuously share this with you, that there's over 1,000 presidential candidates. Well, one of my friends online on live chat took the time and straightened out my information to tell me that it's now increased 250 more. There's over 1,250 other presidential candidates to now pick from. And yet you're only hearing about the two that the establishment wants you to hear about. Why? Because they're the same wings to the same bird. Cool? Can we move on from that? Because I hope that we can, friends. I really do. We're talking about the title of the show now. The Lord can save a soul just as he can save a country. And isn't it interesting, when you look at the book of Jonah, in fact, there's four chapters, was told by the Lord through much reluctance. He learned his lesson, right? He learned that the wall wasn't going to move, but that he's either going to fall on the rock or the rock's going to fall on him. The Lord was merciful and gracious enough to him to set the record straight and to throw him off into the water by a bunch of men who knew there was a problem because of Jonah, into the belly of a whale. Okay. Now, some can say, well, that never happened. It doesn't matter what you think. Have you ever seen the size of a whale? Okay, good enough, man, because they can swallow 100 men. Okay. But moving forward, it's interesting how he's kicked out onto the shore, and then he's told by the Lord to go to Nineveh and to tell them to repent. Okay. And that's what he did. And guess what, friends? They had enough understanding, discernment to know where they were, that this was a prophet indeed that was sent to them to send the message that they needed to repent or else. Like it or not, the or else is always there. It's always there. Either you accept the mercy of the Lord through Jesus Christ and you accept him as your Savior and you live unto him who died for you, 2 Corinthians 5:15, or you're going to fall to his judgments. There is no in between. Okay, just want to make clear, again, sticking to the word here. And with that, they repented. Do you remember that? Yeah. Well, when you go over to the New Testament, which is the fulfilling of the old, some people haven't figured that out yet. It's interesting that the Lord told the children of Israel during that particular time, the Israel of God, I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. What did he say before that? The message of Jonah is what you're going to hear. You're not going to see signs and wonders because only an adulterous and wicked nation would want to see that. This is the message that you're going to get. And then he said on, again, in Luke 13:3, nope, that's not going to happen, but except you repent. It's not a suggestion, it's a commandment. You shall all likewise perish. Right? Okay, well, guess what? The children of Nineveh had enough common sense to understand what was going on, and they repented. During the time that the Lord told those that ended up crucifying him, saying, we have no king but King Caesar, right? Jesus told us to beware of them, Mark 8:15, believing the wicked doctrines of the religious hypocrites and the wicked doctrines of government during that time. They were the ones responsible for crucifying Christ. Pontius Pilate can go ahead and say, you know, and wash his hands in front of the people and say that he's clean all that he wants to concerning the death of Jesus Christ. But the fact of the matter is he willfully did it to appease the people rather than God. And he was afraid of Caesar, friends. He didn't fear God. He feared Caesar. That's why he did what he did. So he can go ahead and act all innocent, all that he wants to. But the fact of the matter was, there was just recompense when it came to Pontius Pilate. He ended up being sent into exile, and then he committed suicide, just like Judas, who betrayed the Lord with a kiss, Luke 22:48, for 30 pieces of silver. How did that fare for him? Repent or perish. Now, we're going to come right back to this on the other side because we're going to cover a couple things here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, because I think about folks, I think constantly. And when people talk about how it's just time to give up on their own country, I say, let's get you a one-way ticket and say goodbye to you. Because that's not the example that our forefathers left to us in any sense of the word. That's not the example that those guys that are 6 feet underground right now left for us, friends. In any, hey folks, you love your freedom enough to run from the fight when it comes to you, but it was okay for them to sacrifice themselves to give you the freedom that you have. You're not worth the freedom that was given. You don't deserve it. It's just the truth. It truly is. I want to get back to this because we were just talking about how Jonah repented. Just one example. It's just one example of many in the Bible. And what's interesting to note is they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And it's interesting because Jesus said the same thing to them concerning that's the message you're going to get. You're not going to get signs and wonders. As I said during the last segment, this is what you're going to get. You're going to repent. The message of Jonah to Nineveh. Okay? Well, we see what they did. They crucified him. And what's interesting is when you look at Luke 13:34, I want you to listen carefully to what Jesus said. The prophet. He said this. This is the Amplified version. The Amplified is fantastic at times because it explains more so. It defines more so. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones to death those messengers who are sent to her by God. It's exact. What's the message? The message is repent. You know, didn't Jesus say in John 15, if the world loves you, isn't that crazy? They only love their own. He said, but know this, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Again, Jesus, why did they hate you? Read John 7:7. He said it to his brothers. He said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify against the deeds of the world that they are evil. That's why they hated him. He also talks about it in John 15. They have no more cloak covering for their sin anymore. Jesus said they hated both me and my Father. They rejected Christ. And what's interesting, when you look at John 16, he said they'll deliver you up and they'll kill you, and they think that they do a service to God. It's not the God of the Bible. Here Jesus is saying, listen, I'm sending all these prophets and these apostles to you, and look what you're doing. You're killing the messengers that the Father is sending to you. It says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones to death those messengers who are sent to her by God. How often I wanted to gather your children together around me, just as a hen gathers her young around her wings, but you were not willing. And 40 years later, they were destroyed. 40 years later, they were destroyed. Because they rejected the truth. Can I just stop real quick for a moment? Hey, folks, there's a lot of ignorance in this country, especially when it comes to those people that call themselves Christians. I seen a post yesterday. A lady said, you know what? Real leadership unites people. It doesn't divide them. And it's like, what Bible haven't you taken the time to read? Truth divides in every given circumstance, in every choice that we make, in every judgment call that we make. We make judgment calls, and we understand the truth, and we walk according to the light as we walk in the light, right? 1 John 1:7-9. What do? We're making judgment calls and walking in the truth that we understand, in the light that we have. But if you look at the Word of God, folks, the Word of God is constantly dividing people for the truth's sake. Listen to this. It's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. Is it true? Absolutely. See, these are the people that are denouncing the Word of God because of their reprobate minds, which means they're abandoned to sin. Okay? That's just what the Word says, right? It's better to be divided by the truth than united in error. They would rather be united in error because the spirit of the world said so. They don't have to stand for anything because they're enemies of their cross, and that's why they go with the majority of the flow, and that's why they say things the way that they say things, because they haven't taken the time to think things through. It's better to be divided by the truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals. That's how the Lord operates. Than falsehood that comforts and then kills. Exactly. Tell me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Just lay it out there for me now, because I'm going to have to deal with it sooner or later, and I'd rather deal with it now than later, right? What did Jesus say about that woman that posted, you know, real leaders, they unite people? Yes, so does Jesus, but under his covering. Did he just not say that in Luke 13:34? But they would not have it. No, what the Lord is saying is, you're going to do it my way. You're not going to do it your way. I'm not here to be converted to you. I'm here to give the message that you must be converted to me, period. Men have their roles completely backwards, just like the men that they worship, rather than the Christ who is the standard. Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, he said, do not think that I've come to bring peace on earth. I'm not come to bring peace, but a sword of division between belief and unbelief. There it is, right there. There it is. Remember the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25? He separated them, didn't he? Yep. And he united them under his covering, didn't he? Yep. That's exactly what Jesus was saying in Luke 13:34. My way, not your way. I understand that, right? We're talking about the God that said, be thou perfect and walk before me. We're talking about the God that said, be ye holy as I am holy. Why? Because we are going to be judged according to that man, Christ Jesus. And he's the only one that can save us by the Holy Ghost. Titus 3 and 4. Listen to what Charles Spurgeon said. Because all of this nonsense that you're hearing from the spirit of the world and those that are following their political idols today, they're trying to tell you that people that are dividing are not leaders at all. Well, I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just the one that's following the leader, the Christ. But I also want to tell you this. I'm not here to be a leader of consensus because that's what you want to be a part of. I'm here to be a molder of consensus that the Christ has already molded. That's who I'm following. The one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. That's who we follow. And we're going to do it his way. And we're going to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. Because he knows better than we do. He's the creator. And only the one that can create in us is what we need is the Holy Ghost, who creates in all of us a clean heart and renews us and renews within us a right spirit. And what is that right spirit? That we might be created in the image and likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Oh, I've been there. Have the hat, have the t-shirt. Okay? Listen to what Spurgeon said. Christ is the great peacemaker. But before peace, he must bring war. Absolutely. Where the light comes, the darkness must vanish. Where truth is, the lie must flee. Or if it remains, there must be a stern conflict, for the truth cannot be and will not lower its standard, and the lie must be trampled underfoot. That is the church's job. And guess what? Jesus Christ has already done that. And he gives us the same power to do the same exact thing over all the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. So where people are getting off saying, hey, listen, if they're dividing people for the word's sake, you know what these people are doing? It's because they're unwilling to repent. They're unwilling to see it for the way it is, or their eyes have been blinded, or their ears have been stuffed with their fingers because they don't want to hear the truth. Again, these are the people that you could transport to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They want to justify their favorite political idol, for the very purpose, friends, that they want to try to justify what's in them by trying to justify what's in the person that they're worshiping. And it isn't going to fly. Read the first and second commandment, Exodus 20. I am so tired of people like that. But I do want to say this. In Christ, there is unity. And when you look at 1 Corinthians 1:10, what does it say? I want you to listen carefully. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. Remember how I told you the other day? I said, in this country, we all used to be rooted in the same principles, but that is no longer the case, because what they've done in public schools today through a violation of the 10th Amendment through the crimes of federal government, illegally indoctrinating kids in public schools, which there shouldn't be anyways. It's interesting how they divided them in heart. They divided them fundamentally by indoctrinating them. It's okay for us to have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. We get outside of that box, we're in trouble. And that's why we're in trouble today. The Lord said that there should be no divisions, that we should all be speaking the same thing, and that we should all be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment in Christ, not outside of Christ, right? In Christ. You know, when you look at the 45,000 denominations worldwide, can anybody tell me why we have 45,000 denominations? I can tell you why. Because man has left off Christ in every given scenario. Why do we have Lutherans? Why do we have Baptists? Why do we have Catholics? Hey, folks, that's man-made garbage. And by the way, in some cases, it's not the person that started the denomination. It's not their fault. It's what man did in following that man to create that denomination. And that's on the person that created the denomination, not the man. I'm thinking of Wesley. I'm thinking of Martin Luther. I'm thinking of many of these Presbyterians like John Knox. Man made those. They didn't make those. There's no reason why we have 45,000 different denominations. We're to follow Christ. Why? Because he's the one that makes men free. John 8:32. He's the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. That's what he said. He said he is the door in John 10. Anybody that comes in any other way comes as a thief or as a robber. What do we want? A little man-made doctrine mixed in with the holy word of God? Nope. Because that little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And before we know it, Christ is going to be nowhere found, and it's going to be all man. And that's what they're banking on. And I'm talking about the minions of hell today that are trying to create a one-world religion. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I'm proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Hey, folks. I'm getting in a little deep for the time allotted today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, but I am getting in a little deep. And this is why when I preach, I can go for 3 to 5 hours, folks, literally. And I can keep going. That's how much is in here. My cup overfloweth for you. That's what this is about. But it's interesting that we're talking about the Lord can save a soul. Friends, it's just as simple for the Lord to save a country as it is that he saves a soul. But guess what? It falls back on the people to repent. When I hear people talk about this great revival coming, this, that, baloney, it's not scriptural. It's not scriptural, friends, unless them people repent. It is a false revival, period. And if there is no law to bring them in an understanding of their transgressions before God, that they might repent before God and put their faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. I'm thinking of Psalm 19:7 and Galatians 3:24. Also use the example in Mark 10:17 and John 8. It's the law that's the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. It's all false. It's not real. And that's all they're producing, friends, is mushroom converts, as George Whitefield rightly called them. And they must be converted again and again. These are the ones that you see, these altar athletes that get up there every Sunday and they repent again because they're sorry, because their emotions were moved by the hireling in the pulpit, John 10:12. which is completely unscriptural. And what do? They repent. And then when they go outside the doors, they go right back to their vomit like a dog does. Their sin. No, they're not dead to their sin. They're alive to their sin. They've never been crucified with Christ. They're not baptized with Christ. They're not risen to the glory of God, Romans 6. No. That's why they can't deliver anything, because they don't have it themselves. They cannot give what they don't have. That's what the problem is in this country. But again, reverting back, friends, to what I was just making point with, is all these revivals that they're talking about, and all these things that they're creating, these false prophets and these hirelings in the pulpit and these people that are talking about, you know, this is how we're going to save. No, you're not. Unless you perish, America. I'm sorry, unless you repent, America, you will perish. That's the message the Lord gives. And it applies to every single one of us. It applies to individuals the same way it applies to nations. So when America repents, that nation will be saved as well. But I can tell you right now, it's not going to go without judgment. And that's where we're at today. You're not going to get away from it. Go to Isaiah 4:4. That's how America is going to be purged. And we are there now. I wanted to make another point, and then we'll go back to this. Somebody just said to me yesterday on yesterday's show, we were talking about, for those who haven't realized that we're already in a war, and the war has begun. Some clown, and when the word fool comes to my aid, I know we're to beware or to be cautious in using that word, being prudent, the wisdom in the way of caution. But I'll tell you what, when I see stuff like this, this is where it really kind of jacks me up that people are this blatantly ignorant, okay? This guy said, this is one of those channels put out to forward the Civil War agenda. I'm not making it up. He's accusing me of creating domestic insurrection. But you know how he's accusing me of creating domestic insurrection? By me saying, America, you're the law. You have to deal with the corrupt that are responsible for lawlessly creating domestic insurrection. You must hold them accountable. We have provision in the Word of God. We have provision in the U.S. Constitution. This is what he said. This is one of those channels. Bradley Dean's channel is one of those that are put forward to create the Civil War agenda. He said, yellow vest proverb, anyone punching down on regular folks. In other words, I shouldn't be telling you, America, that your sin is finding you out according to a carnal mind. According to the mind of a fool. And that's what this is. Romans 1:21 or 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. This is a prime case in point of what I'm talking about. He goes, anyone punching down on regular folks while billionaires still walk the earth needs to be slapped. Let me tell you this, fool. Anyone punching down on regular folks, the reason you're in trouble right now is because your sin is finding you out. Judgment, you have invited judgment upon this country, and those billionaires that you're talking about that are beating you down, they are there because you have failed to deal with the corrupt that have created those billionaires. This is about as backwards as a person can get. And P.S., we're still working on the phone lines here. No joke. A month and a half later. So what did I have to say back? I said, you have it backwards, fool. He does. He is a fool. And I'm not, folks, I'm not like moved by what he said. I'm moved by his ignorance. To think that you are that blind. To think that you love to stay in a dark room with the lights purposely shut off. It blows me away. I said, you have it backwards, fool. I said, the rule of law brings peace. It does. God's law brings peace. The rule of force, the way that you're tolerating concerning those people that you're saying are beating you down, they're beating you down because you're adding to them beating you down by tolerating them to beat you down. You're adding strength to those people. You're accusing the wrong people. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Remember what Jesus said? You rejected me. You kill those apostles. You kill those prophets that are sent to you because you're completely backwards. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. The rule of God's law brings peace. It brings peace. And also teaches criminals the fear of God and the righteous the fear of God. One's filial, one is diabolical. See, the rule of God's law brings peace to the obedient. But the rule of force coming from the tyrants, what does that create? War. War. What are they trying to create? War. Americans, you got to get it right. Folks, I beat myself up trying to get people to understand what only the Lord can get you to understand. Like Martin Luther said, you can talk until you're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost comes in and brings conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16:8, all goes for naught. Let me say this concerning unity now, so I can bring closure to that point. Okay, the Word of God divides. Okay, read Ezekiel 44:23. Continuously divides, separating the sheep from the goats, the righteous from the unrighteous, the wicked from the holy, so on and so forth. Okay? But what about unity in Christ? Here, I want you to listen to this. Because I was talking about the 45,000 denominations. There's one body, there's one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Okay? And I want to move up to this too. Making the point in writing off of what I'm going to continuously highlight, the Lord can save one soul the same way he can save nations, because he does. But it's for the nation to repent. It's for the preachers to preach law unto grace. What's being preached today is a modern gospel. It is bringing a curse upon this nation. What we're seeing is the harvest of the anarchists that are in the pulpit today. That's exactly what we're seeing. And it's not the kids' fault. But you know what? They have the same Bible that I do. They can read it just like I do. You know, some of your Bibles, I could write the word damnation on them because they've been untouched for so long and they have dust all over them. Shame on you. And curse on you. Read Galatians 1:8. But I want you to listen to this, folks. Aside of that, somebody just posted this. And again, I'm just going with the punches because we're going to hit on this tomorrow. The qualifications to be an apostle, this guy said, had to have seen Jesus resurrected. Guess what? I have. Okay. Had to have been appointed by Jesus. I am. Okay. This is not my will nor my call. Number three, had to be a male. I'm a male. Number four, had to have been able to heal, raise people from the dead, along with other apostolic gifts. He said there are no apostles alive today. You are absolutely incorrect every single step of the way. This is the problem in America today. Hey, folks, you see apostolic people, prophetic people, and teachers in other countries today? Oh, my goodness, they're walking in some serious power, and gifts and signs and wonders are following them, Hebrews 2:4. Why isn't it happening here? Because America's under judgment. But I'm here to tell you that it's still happening here. But when you listen to this nonsense, like this guy right here, and I went after him, I said, you're a believer that does not believe. I said, you're the worst of men. I said, you are incorrect. I said, what Bible are you reading? And then tomorrow we're going to pick up on this, friends. And then another person jumped up on it as well and started to go after this guy as well, saying that's not what the word says. That's the problem. Folks, we got to stick to what the word says. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. And when you look at Malachi 3:6, folks, what does it say? I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. How does that jive with this? It doesn't. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about a guy that asked me, am I one of those that believes in cessation? I thought he was talking about secession, but we'll get to that tomorrow. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.